This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Good morning, everybody. Hope you had a great weekend. Happy St. Paddy's Day. All Day Dan Day in with us this morning. All Day Dan Day. Did you throw a little green on? There's a little green in that shirt, right?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I'm going to be running around all day. Got to wear my green or else I'll get it.
I got green, but guess what? It was accident. Literally,
no.
I was looking for the tennis shirt. The green one was the first one that seemed to match what I had with gray pants, and decided to go there. By the way, Hollywood's got strep throat, so he's out, and hopefully start feeling better here in a few days. I got to tell you, man, when you have little kids, it's been a long time, although my granddaughter just did give me a funk here a couple weeks ago from that. I call them little missiles, man. The kids are little missiles because they go to school with all the kids, you know, from everywhere, and they come home, and you catch it.
Just a petri dish.
And I got to tell you, man, Woody, his kid, he's got two little guys. And, boy, if it's not one, it's the other coming home. And it was funny. He just told me Leon was homesick with strep throat. And sure enough, Woody gets it on the weekend. Of course, that's it. You know, it's always on the weekend that stuff happens. We got a lot of stuff going on. This is a busy, busy time. One of the busiest, minus all you people on the free agent football that – we can take a little break now. Dolphins did get a new punter, but you can slow it down a little bit now because the Miami Open's gonna be coming to town here. You know what? I call this is kind of a if you're football, you're football. There's nothing I can do. I know people are just literally football year round, but we got Heat back in action there on national TV tonight against the Knicks. Panthers, boy, I'll tell you what. I know they got a lot of key guys out right now, but when they're up 2-0 in the first period, you're like, okay, you're done. You're just thinking defensively, they're so good. Islanders score 4 goals in the third period to win that game 4-2 last night. So that wasn't good. Messi had a nice goal last night in Atlanta. As soon as I got up this morning, I see Messi scored, and because that right away, if Messi scores, that's one of the top stories in sports because he's so good. And he was back in the starting lineup. They got a nice 2-1 win, actually, scored late. Pico scored late in that one on a header to give him the 2-1 lead, but we've got all kinds of stuff. My God, we got NASCAR in town this weekend, Homestead Miami Speedway, Straight Talk Wireless 400, the Miami Open qualifying started yesterday, so that'll go for a couple of days. The top seeds will not play if you've been following this thing for a few days. They get a few days off and let the lower seeds and people who qualify kind of beat each other up there a little bit. Indian Wells just finishing up. But it's just like we got something for everybody, man. We really do. And then this is kind of a – this is where we're really – I can only speak for myself. All day, maybe you're not. I'm a little bit of a fraud because I do enjoy playing the brackets, but I didn't see most of the teams play. I mean, if I'm to be really honest, I actually saw a lot of Auburn here recently. They're on my TV, and I watched a little Auburn in Alabama here recently, and I watched a little Florida, and obviously I've watched Duke play, Louisville play a little bit, but Woody, I got to be on, or Woody, Dan, I probably watched six or seven of these teams play of the 60-something that
68 or
68 plus the play-in's going to knock it down here. They'll start tomorrow to see who's going to get in the actual tournament. But I enjoy playing. I enjoy throwing a 20 spot and filling a couple of brackets out just to see how they do. Is Auburn, Duke, Florida, and Houston are the number one seeds. The Rick Pitino. I got to tell you, man, I know we got after Rick Pitino pretty good. Like, some of the things Rick's been through, the under the table special, that, remember that one? We went through that. And
the horses and just
then Louisville, and he didn't know what was going on. Wasn't that him? He was a coach of Louisville, right?
Yeah.
He was a guy that
He didn't know that
cocaine and hookers, my friend.
Yeah,
he didn't know. I don't know about the cocaine, but it was definitely the hookers were coming in to take care of recruits. So, but he lands, man. And one thing about him, he's a really good coach. Like, you get. And one thing about us here, for the most part, we're pretty forgiving. Disappear for a little while and come back. And people are so desperate, especially in sports, if you're good. We seem to, like, most of coaches pop back up, right?
If you're good.
Like, if you're really good. Look what he did. Joe. I mean, I got to give him, St. John's is 30-4. And they're a two seed. They're damn near a one seed.
Yeah, and that
in year two,
they haven't won the Big East championship in 25 years, and he went out there and won it this weekend.
I got to give him credit, and I know they got a sugar daddy there that said, "Hey, I'll pay you whatever it takes, and you don't have to worry about NIL. We're not going to lose great players because of that." And but there's some part of it because there's a lot of schools doing that. He's a damn good coach. He is a damn good coach. I don't want to hear about the Catholic thing and all that stuff, and he made some mistakes, and you know, we've all made them. Some of us, you know, kind of bring the big man in on some of it, which the big man has nothing to do with it. You did it yourself, had nothing to do with the big man up there. But you know, Rick Pitino's story is a nice little comeback again, man. He stays at St. John's. And he's got a damn good team. A lot of people, there are two seeds, so it's not surprising if they were able to go to the Final Four. Not completely crazy, but one of the great stories, man, going on in basketball is Rick Pitino at St. John's is back. Remember last year? Wasn't last year he's ripping his players? We got nobody. Called him out by name. He went old school on
him.
He did. That's an old school thing when you call out to the media. You call out guys that, look at such and such. Can't move. Really not a D1 player. I mean, you know, like, okay, you made your point. But he obviously playing with the same hand that everybody else has is really, really a good coach. So we've got that. And like I said, we're bouncing around here because the Heat back in action tonight against the Knicks. That's on national TV on ESPN as well. As I believe our local broadcast has it. If I'm not mistaken, too. But the thing, they've tried everything, folks. They have tried everything. They got a bunch of home games. Actually, I was watching the Tennis Channel yesterday because I'm a tennis junkie and wanted to see the finals for both the men and women that were both on yesterday. So, we all have our favorites, and mine was tennis yesterday. A lot of tennis in there. And they were talking about, oh, yeah, man, the players are excited. They checked, and the Miami Heat have four home games in a row, so they're going to be able to see. They like to go to Heat basketball games. And I went, yeah, they're not going to be seeing the same product they've been used to seeing for a while. I can tell you that. 20 starting lineups. I saw that. I think Ira had that the other day. 20 different starting lineups. That's hard to do.
Yeah.
20. That's literally, okay, you're not working out. All right, you come off the bench. Matter of fact, we're cutting your minutes. You go from starter. You may not be playing. I mean, that's what's been going on.
Saturday, he switched up the starting lineup at halftime, too, and started a different.
Duncan Robinson didn't come back in.
Yep.
Missed his first three shots. And so here's the deal. If you're a scorer and you're not scoring and you're not a great defender, then you're out. Now, if you're hot, and that's the situation, Duncan's knocking down shots, and he's had his runs here where he's been really good, then he played. Rozier's doing the same thing. Rozier, who we give him away for we trade him for anything you have out there, ex-wife, girlfriend, anything you're not. We trade him right now if we could. So that's not a real pretty one right now. So, yeah, I saw this, and listen, Spo's coming up with everything. He's got to talk after every game. He said, we're trying everything. And Spo has tried every rotation, starting, minutes off the bench. He literally is trying. Remember, he apologized that he thought he played Bam and Tyler on one of the collapses in the fourth quarter. Come to find out whether they play or not, there's a collapse. They're just not a very good closing team. Droughts, turnovers, poor shooting in the fourth. And or as they like to say, everybody turned up their defense against this in the fourth quarter. It's to the point this morning, the papers are talking about they're not sure how many of these guys they want to extend contracts to. Some of them are eligible. And you kind of look across the board. Now, I know Jimmy Butler's gone. It's been an adjustment. I saw Bam said, this is taking a while with no Jimmy. You know, Jimmy's not here, and you see what he means and what he's doing out in Golden State. and of course, the guy he's playing with, Steph Curry's been on fire since he's been out there and really, really playing well. And they got a good team. I mean, they're playing, and Jimmy's really brought it together, the missing piece. It's not by accident. Since he's been playing there, they have this ridiculous record. What is it now? I'm afraid to look. Is it 14-2 or something like that?
Yes, 14-2. And one of the games he didn't play, one of the losses he didn't play in. So they've only lost one game with him playing.
Wow. Okay. Really, that's a little bit of a stinger right there. But, you know, at some point, like Bam and Tyler, you guys need to look like a 1-2. And this has kind of been the knock nationally that, and I know Tyler's averaging just a tad under 24 points a game. Bam's was 17 points a game. The national media's been all over Bam. Like, Bam's got to shoot more. He had a couple of games. Like, Bam, where do you think the offense is coming from, man? You look around, you haven't noticed the guys you're playing with. Which of those guys you think are going to put up 25 to 30 a night? Please let me know. So that's part of this, too. Tyler has had some droughts recently, too, man. And, hey, Jimmy's gone. He ain't coming back. And a lot of you guys are making pretty damn good money. It's time to pick it up. But, hey, man, if not, there are not a whole lot of guys safe for trade bait, and that some extensions might not be picked up. I don't know what you do with Duncan Robinson. His name's mentioned. What do you do? He's got a year left.
Mm-hmm.
So, all those questions will be coming up here as we move on. We really do have a lot of stuff going on. Rory McIlroy, great. I love that Players' Championship just outside of Jacksonville. First of all, the last three holes are phenomenal. That Island 3 and then water on 18 down the left side. Looks a little bit like the Blue Monsters 18th hole. But Rory McIlroy had a three-stroke lead. He lost it. So he and a guy named J.J. Spahn, who I'd never heard of before yesterday, will be in a three-hole playoff at 9 o'clock this morning, just to add to everything else that's going on right now. So it's actually, man, if you love sports and you love action, this is a hell of a time. Hell of a time. It really is. And we'll be telling you more about the Miami Open, too, because I see Djokovic's going to be back. I don't think he played this past Indian Wells tournament. Either that or he got knocked out early, but he's going to be here. And Sinner, of course, the number one player in the world, has been suspended for 3 months. He will not be here. But then all the other guys are here, Alcaraz, you name them, all your favorite guys will be here, and Medvedev and Zverev and Ben Shelton, Jack Draper, who wins the tournament, Taylor Fritz.
Okay, Taylor Fritz.
Yeah, so.
What about Francis Tiafoe?
Tiafoe's here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, he's a local. I mean, he comes a lot of events down here, I'm pretty sure. Holger Rune will be playing. He lost in the finals yesterday. Coco Gauff and Madison Keys and Sabalenka. And now this 17-year-old who wins yesterday from Russia. Mira Andreeva, just a stud player. Was down the first set. Sabalenka, number one player in the world. This is where my life is, by the way. Just get smoked in the first set, and that 17-year-old comes back and wins the next two sets to win the tournament. 17 years old. So anyway, she'll be here. Not that the tournament needs to get jacked up, but yeah. And you know what? I'll bet I've had more. I guess it's probably because I played tennis, but a lot of people, hey, you got any tickets? You know, I don't know, but you can buy them. That's the new line now. I don't know, but you can buy them if you don't have them, man. They'd love to see you out there at the Miami Open. I can't wait myself. Anyway, hey, we got to go to break here. And welcome, and great to have you with us this morning, as we really do, man. Last night, just all kinds of stuff. Messi back in the starting lineup. Do you see that goal he had? Beautiful, man. Beautiful goal. Goalie goes down, and he just flips it right over him. Just, God, he's got footwork of God. Only God could give him that, man. That's just incredible what he's still doing. That's why I guess when we're bitching when he doesn't play, that's all you can bitch about, because when he plays, he's really good.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll say this. This coming weekend, the good news is there's a lot of events going on, a lot of things going on for everybody. I think is this also time? Are we getting back for that too? Is that about ready to
I think
that? Isn't that coming? That's usually the same time as a tennis tournament.
Ultra is not this weekend, but the next.
Next weekend. It's the finals weekend. Okay. But all I know is we have all these events coming here, and the race down at Homestead. A lot of race heads will be going down there for that. It's going to be great. I mean, that's what we're about, is a lot of events, but also that damn traffic is going to be nasty, nasty traffic. Anyway, hey, by the way, so there was a lot of NFL news, because that league, no matter what's going on, never sleeps. I got to give the Brown family credit. I didn't think they'd do it. Yeah. They got a reputation of being, they're one of the original owners. Their money is that team. They don't have outside like Mr. Ross, who owns like half the world, you know, building and development. This is what they do, the Brown family, and they paid. Both Chase and Higgins got paid. Both those wide receivers. They said they thought they could do it. And by the way, they did them at the same time. So, Ja'Marr Chase, 4-year, $161 million to become, outside of quarterbacks, the highest paid player, $40 million average. And Higgins, for a number two receiver, didn't do badly either. Four-year, $115 million, only the first 2 years guaranteed. But a lot of money, and a lot of that money up front for those guys. I see Chase got $112 guaranteed million. But those are two young dudes, man. They're still got years before they hit that 30 mark. And the reason I bring it up is because you'll get to see that show at Hard Rock Stadium, because Cincinnati's coming to town. But you didn't happen to just look at some of the quarterbacks that'll be playing. It looks like a who's who of quarterbacks who'll play at Hard Rock Stadium this year. What a schedule. And, of course, the other story is the one that just won't go away. There is a lot of news out there with this Aaron Rodgers that he really wants to go to the Vikings now. Now, I don't know. Everybody's been all over the board. First it was the Steelers, and he told the Giants he really didn't want to play. I don't know what to think. And now they're saying he could retire if it's, you know, not the right amount of money or the right situation. But all I could do is thinking of J.J. McCarthy, like he's going into year two. He was a 10th overall pick a year ago, one of those quarterbacks of a really good quarterback club. He's the only guy that didn't get a chance to play. And, of course, the guy that started for him, Darnold, ends up having a great year, gets paid, is now the starting quarterback for Seattle. So I'm guessing old JJ's coming back going, hey, man, this is my team. Look at what I got set up for me. Look at the team that I have. Minnesota's loaded up, and I think a top six team in the NFL off what they've done so far, for what it's worth, when you just look at what they did last year and what they have coming back. Can you imagine they bring in Aaron Rodgers? First of all, you bring him in, he ain't coming in as a backup. They're going, hey, JJ, get ready, but Aaron's going to be the starter. We're going to wait one more year on you because we got you know, we got you tied up for four. Plus, we can always franchise you if you end up being really good. So it's terrible for him. And now, it's not like I feel badly for anybody. Everybody's getting paid. But Russell Wilson's the other one. Russell Wilson, he's going to all these interviews and meet with these teams. They're going, all right, Russell, well, you know the deal. You got to hold on and see what's going on with Aaron, and then we'll let you know. And plus, somebody might take Russell Wilson that drafts one of those quarterbacks in the first round just to come in and like, okay, you haven't been that great. We're going to put you back on the bench. And I'm guessing all those guys want to play, right? Once it's in your blood, it's a lot of money. You enjoy it, the camaraderie. I get it, man. You know, and I always tell everybody, the camaraderie, our teams are so close, man, that's almost as much fun as winning together, almost. I mean, there's nothing like running out on the football field and being in big games and playing in Super Bowls and championship games and all that stuff. It was great. You always remember it, the good and the bad. You'll always remember it. But, man, this is crazy news, this Aaron Rodgers stuff. And the guy, like, he can't make up his mind. Like, he knows. He's got to be Aaron Rodgers. Somehow he has taken the story and made it his after the first couple of days of free agency. Everybody's waiting on Aaron Rodgers. And that goes back to one thing we have all day, Dan Day. We got a shortage of quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we have to wait on Aaron Rodgers.
Did you see what the Falcons did this past weekend?
Yeah. They give him $10 million.
They boosted him $10 million. They kept him, said, we're comfortable having Kirk Cousins. Okay.
And they're saying they're going to keep him as a backup.
Yeah.
The most expensive backup in the history of the National Football League. They figure, we gave him all this money, it's guaranteed. What the hell? We're going to keep him. We're not just going to give him away. We already look stupid. Boy, there's been some bad quarterback contracts. Really bad. Now that's not for you to take a shot at two of what I just said. I'm talking really bad. Really bad. His? That one in Cleveland.
Mm.
Oh, Lord. How about Russell Wilson going to Denver?
Yeah.
That guy came in and goes, he can't play. And, I mean, he was ripping him. You could tell, like, whoa. Russell Wilson been around the league, Sean Payton. Why are you talking to him like that? Showing no, like, just letting him have it right there. He went old school, like, you catch it. That was a Don Shula special. Don Shula ripping one of his players. He made a mistake. And you know fans love that. Yeah, I'm glad to see he dropped the friggin' ball. That's the way to talk to him, coach. Let his ass know. You know, and he used to let him have it. So, man, anyway, that's where we are. The shortage of quarterbacks and trying to figure out as every team goes, okay, there's two going in the first round. When will they be ready to play? How quickly should we put them out there? And then you've got a couple of proven veterans like Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers, who you can win games with. They can play. Not like they used to, but they're still. So you got to put something out there, because after this, and a lot of teams are looking for backups. The backup now, $6, $7, $8 million for good backups, for what you consider to be a good backup. Yeah, it is. I was just thinking of J.J. McCarthy driving in today, the Michigan quarterback, going, can you imagine getting a phone call today? You're J.J., wherever you are in this offseason, working out. Hey, J.J., we need to talk to you. We just signed Aaron Rodgers, and so we'll let you know. We want you to get ready to play. Get ready to play, and you are our future. But it's not just yet. We're going with Aaron Rodgers. But we think you can learn from him. He's got a lot. He's agreed to work with you, and he knows. Boy, that's a tough one. You're watching all the other first-round picks playing, right? Most of them end up playing by halfway through the season.
Yeah, I mean, Jaden Daniels goes to the conference final.
Bo Nix looked great with Denver.
Makes puts playoffs.
Up, makes a lot of good stories, man. A lot of good rookie stories last year from the quarterback position. And then there's J.J. McCarthy that, if this thing doesn't, they're going to ask him to be a backup. Aaron Rodgers ain't going to be J.J. McCarthy's backup if that thing in Minnesota happens. Anyway, plenty of crazy, crazy stories going on here this morning with the quarterback thing, and hopefully we know more about it. And what is going to be a busy week here in South Florida. A lot of stuff to get to here as we continue on. Omar Kelly will join us a little bit later on and come in with us, taking his daughter to school this morning, and then he'll be in. Woody's got strep throat. You got to watch for the missiles with the kids, man. That's the one you can't, right? You can stay away from people, the kids. I literally, a couple weeks ago, gave my daughter, my granddaughter, a kiss, just beautiful little thing, and she wasn't feeling good. I gave her a big hug, and so be careful. She doesn't feel great, and she's been really sick. And she had the bad stomach. They just said sick. So, you know, I hugged her, and I could feel she was really warm. What a dumbass grandfather thing to do. I came in here sick as a dog, man. I'm not blaming her. She's too beautiful to get mad at. I mean, she is. She's number one. All right. Hey, we got to go to break here. We've got a lot of stuff going on here this morning and a lot more to get to. But Cincinnati, the passing game, you'll get to see here. Their top two receivers. Are they top pair all day? Those are the top combination of wide receivers? Boy, that's a good one right now. Yeah. I was thinking last night. Two in Minnesota are pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, Justin Jefferson, but you got to think.
Addison's.
Chase is coming off winning the Triple Crown.
Yeah, you're right. Forget it. And Higgins didn't even play that many games, and he still had 10 touchdowns. All right.
And you know Joe right. Burrow can get it to those guys.
There were a couple teams up there, though, in that conversation. Our guys dropped out of that party last year for the year. They'll try to get back in this year, but they're right there at the top, man, for a two-year run of best combination of wide receivers in the game. I'm probably missing somebody this morning that tore it up in the passing game. But happy St. Paddy's Day. By the way, does anybody go out and have a couple cold ones and a green beer, or are those days done?
No, they're real. It happens.
That's still going on?
Oh, yeah, it still happens.
I'm getting a little bit older now, you know.
You got one in the studio there. He's going to be
I don't know if you can go by All Day Dan Day, because he's never missed a party.
Every day is St. Patrick's Day for me.
Yes, it is.
That's right. Omar Kelly with us, by the way, this morning. Woody, I guess you heard's got strep throat.
I didn't know it was strep throat, but yeah, I was supposed to be with him in Disney on Ice this weekend, and
the kids brought those. You know those when you got little ones.
I know
they bring home missiles. You never know when you're going to get hit with
man.
One.
And sometimes you know what the funny thing is, Joe. Your kids are handling it so well that you think, oh, this illness isn't that bad. Then I heard you and your granddaughter, you kissed her. I'm not going to not kiss my daughter because she's sick.
Right.
You give her a kiss, And then a couple of 36 hours later.
Yeah.
Bam. You catch what they got. And that thing, some of my daughter's illnesses that she's soldiering through, those things put me down.
Yeah, so I just thought it was an age thing because they tell you when you get older, like, you know, you start, it hits you harder. But they warned me, like, I wouldn't hug her too much. Like, they've made her go out to watch her brother play a little T-ball, and everybody wanted to go out. And she was a trooper, and she was out there, and she came over. And I could tell she wasn't, and they go, she's been really sick. They didn't get into detail about that stomach flu sick, but they go, she's been really sick. And I didn't think she's so damn cute. I
put her right on your lap, didn't you, Joe?
I hugged her and gave her a kiss, and she's kissed. To me, and like grandparent, of course, kiss just so anyway. So, yeah, so the whole thing was next thing you know, man. I got you, Woody. Woody called me yesterday. I said, Woody, I get it. Hey, we got a lot of stuff going on. I haven't talked to you really that much. It was a cheap free agency, but they covered.
Don't call it cheap, Joe.
Well, I meant they didn't go out.
It was fiscally responsible.
No, it was. No, I didn't mean it by the cheap. I just meant they didn't.
You label it cheap, Joe.
Well, I didn't. That was the wrong word to use. I agree with you.
Fiscally responsible.
I totally agree. Instead of getting yourself into a mess further down, I agree with you. I didn't mean it that well. What do we get out of the group? Minus the fact that because people look and go, well, we didn't get any of the 12 or 14 or $15 million a year players.
Do you want one of the 12 or 14 or $15 million a year player? I looked at this free agency. I've always had somewhat of a problem with how they've spent irresponsibly, how they always went into every offseason like, we're just going to get another credit card from Daddy. And Daddy would just get another credit card and hand it to him.
Yeah, we like to make a big splash in the offseason.
And I have not seen the details of a lot of the contracts. And if they don't have void years in it, then I would have no problems with what they've done. Now, did you get a lot of the top-tier talents? No, you didn't. Now, it doesn't mean that you didn't pursue or offer some of these top-tier talents, but a lot of these guys got a lot more money than I expected. I'll give you an example on Bosa. I believe Bosa got $12 million a year.
I didn't think he'd get that much either off the injuries.
Most of these guys, it's the same thing, Joe. Even some of these offensive linemen, like James Daniels, who the Dolphins did sign, I had him as my number one offensive lineman that I wanted to target. I thought he would be a good fit here. I thought he wouldn't be drastically expensive. And I wanted to pay $8 million a year for a guard. They already do not see that position as a premium position. They do not want to put money into that position.
Agree.
So I'm not, I knew they weren't going to pay $15 million, $16, $17, $24, which is what Kansas City had to pay to retain Smith. But a lot of the guys that they targeted and lost, I would say on the average, they probably got paid $3 to $4 million a year more than I would have paid them.
But we know going into free agency, when you get, supply and demand.
I know.
And a bunch of teams go after a guy. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing, I think Barry Jackson wrote this too, and I agreed with him, that we tried. Because you can call agents, go, no, the Dolphins put in an offer. It was just way too low.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or just couldn't get it done.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the question I was asking, not necessarily the 1 year, $2.5 million, or 2 year, $6 million, or whatever some of these guys were able to get. But we got guys that can come in and play right now. So is there a chance we got both our safeties from Afatu to Ashton Davis that could come in and play?
There's a chance, and then there's also a chance that you could address it in the draft. I mean, you need at least four safeties on your 53-man roster. The Dolphins have exactly four, including the sixth-round pick from last year, Elijah Campbell, who's a core special teams guy, now Davis and Ifantu. But I don't think that's going to stop them from going into the draft, and if they like one of the top-tier safeties in the first round, taking him.
Yeah.
Or taking a safety in the second round, or taking a safety in the third round. I don't think anything they've done in free agency is going to stop them from picking the best player available in the first, second, third round. Now, what I think they have done is they have left some glaring holes for themselves. You cannot go into the year with Liam Eikenberg projected as your starter which is basically the situation that you're in right now. So that position has to be addressed. You cannot go into the year with three defensive tackles on your roster. Like, you take nine to training camp. You've got three on your roster. That means you need to add six more. So how they're going to do it in free agency, you can go, you know, Raekwon Davis is still out there. Benito Jones hasn't signed anywhere. Right now, they just need to add bodies. And I think they will continue to add bodies as this week progresses, where there are a lot of veterans that are just going to be out there signing minimum deals with guaranteed money.
Just get on a roster.
There are a lot of guys like Raekwon Davis who aren't healthy and need to be able to pass a physical. And so they're going to be in the later stages. Maybe they sign right before the draft. Maybe you do this after the draft. So they will add people. The question is, you know, the one thing that I've noticed about the free agent class that they've added is everybody's under 30.
Age was great. I had 20, I think it was 28 or under on everybody, and I brought that up last week. I thought that was the best part of this whole thing, is they made sure they got out of the wrong side of 30 there. Mm-hmm.
They had one of the oldest teams in the NFL last year, and I think it really – I don't know if it – there are a lot of things that went wrong last year. And I think maybe having a lot of these older players and maybe it contributed to the culture that you had. I don't know what was the problem. I really don't know what was the problem. I've talked to players and they really can't. The 2023 team was completely different than the 2024 team. Team-wise, morale-wise, culture-wise.
It was.
And they haven't put their finger on, you know, and I've heard coaches say every year you put a team together, there's a different dynamic to it. Sometimes it clicks, sometimes it doesn't.
A lot of different personalities. Yes. You can bring in one guy and can shake things up. Mm-hmm. and guys.
Or you could remove one guy and it could shake things up.
That too.
And, you know, maybe Christian, I don't know. I have not gotten to the root of what. I do know some of the issues and some of the problems.
I know what they think the biggest problem was last year.
What's the biggest?
I think the whiff on the backup quarterback set them back.
Yeah, but we knew that. That's the obvious.
Well, they will not allow that by what this year. Now he's got to get better.
Yeah, but they just signed one of the statistically worst quarterbacks. Not to say that he doesn't have upside or that they don't want to. We talked about this. You know. I personally think that one. A lot of guys turned them down. A lot of guys didn't want this situation or didn't want to be here or didn't want to learn a new offense and then spend 1 year here and then go have to move somewhere else to learn another new offense.
You think it hurt them that they think these guys might be on the hot seat?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. If they say that it was not a factor in their free agency, they're lying.
Well, they can't say that.
Yeah, I mean.
There's some things you can't come out and say.
Something, yes. Like, bro, the owner said, the status quo will not do. All of y'all going to be fired. Get it right.
Yeah.
Like.
He came out quickly and said, you got a job, but this thing's got to get flipped, turned around real quickly. You're right about that. But if you're Mike and you're Chris, you can't go, hey, guys, just let you know we're on the friggin' hot seat, but we sure would like to have you on our team to help us get off this. Like, you got to put a positive spin, we're close. And
You got to sell it, but the only – and that's that doesn't change anything. The what Miami sells is South Florida, taxes, and, you know, the team culture, which is – generally, we're pretty much winning. We've been winning for a little while. Now we've got to get over the hump.
It takes a certain kind of guy to play in this Mike culture, and I'll tell you why. Mm. Some guys take advantage of it, and some guys can use it and are professional enough to just go out and do the right things you need to do, even if some of it's on your own. And some guys act like the substitute teachers here and run all over it. That's my take.
Okay. So why did it work so well previously and then all of a sudden stop working? And I know the quarterback change and six games without Tua, that's one thing. But they had a chemistry problem all season long. And it wasn't just, because Tua's not here. Now, yeah, it stacks up and it adds and it hurt morale. Like, we might have seen one touchdown celebration all year. Last 2023 team, they enjoyed each other. They had fun together.
Well, we weren't scoring every third play going 70 yards either. Where, like, stuff was going on. Let me tell you, man, those 2 years, we'll never see that show again.
Who says that? Come on, Joe.
You ain't gonna.
A lot of the pieces are still here. Get that offensive line fixed, maybe.
Get that
running game back, maybe.
They were doing things that I literally hadn't seen since Clayton and Duper.
They're still here. Those receivers are still here.
No. And those guys did it early. And they didn't do it as often, too, after a couple of big years. If you go back and look, Marino, Clayton, and Duper put up some nasty numbers. And then, but didn't do it for a long, long time. 4 or 5 years, maybe.
Okay.
Anyway, we got to go. I wanted to ask you about Liam Meichenberg, too, when we come back here.
Liam took a beating this weekend.
He did. And you know what? I said that. Why would you want to come back?
I don't know.
I know the offensive line coach loves him. I get it. Butch Berry, who's got a great reputation for what he's done here.
Yep.
But why would you want to come back? I saw when he signed, I thought same too. I went 52 starts.